I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The military leaders of three West African nations recently met to legitimize a security and political alliance. Islamic terror groups are rampantly active in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. They've been wreaking havoc in the region since 2015. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations, formerly World Mission, says,
on one hand, this is an expression of, hey, we are not going to tolerate this anymore. We want to be known as a region of prosperity, not a region defined by insecurities. It's hard for them to move forward economically when you have constant upheaval. The other piece of it is their efforts to become less dependent on Western aid.
Terror attacks have left 3 million people homeless in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. Local believers are offering help and hope in the name of Jesus. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And for many Americans, the end of the year brings images of happy families gathered around a Christmas tree, big dinners, holiday music, and cozy fires. For others, the holidays can be a much darker time. According to the CDC, the most dangerous times of the year for drug and alcohol-related deaths are December, January, and March. But the Lighthouse offers hope. Care managers guide struggling men through a holistic recovery process founded on Scripture. Executive Director Brandon Bauer says, life transformation is a common result.
It's amazing to see someone who's so broken and sick start to smile again and reconnect with family and have hope for the first time in a long time.
If someone in your life struggles with addiction, reach out to the Lighthouse. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.